Good morning to one and all. I'm Stephen Anurag, intern journalist at Auroville Radio. In this pleasant morning, I have a guest with us. It's Mr. David Dinakaran, student of mass communication at Pondicherry Central University. Welcome to Auroville Radio, Mr. David.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
So how do you feel coming here the first time?
Wow, that's... It's been actually, it's nostalgic actually. 2 years back in my place, actually, I gave an interview in my place in a Red FM called in Vijayawada.
You're from Andhra Pradesh?
Yes, yes.
Where in Andhra?
I'm from the new capital city of Andhra Pradesh right now, means Vijayawada.
All right. So, where was your undergraduation?
I did my undergraduation in Loyola College.
Oh, Loyola. Yeah. Very famous, yeah. So you did your undergraduation in journalism?
No, actually, I was from English Literature Department. My very passion in journalism and mass media. So I really struggled for 1 year in other jobs and all. Then after the graduation, I did a job. Then prepare for all the central universities. For the Pondicherry University, I got a very good rank in Pondicherry University, so I get into it.
How do you feel studying at Pondicherry University? Because, you know, before coming to the Pondicherry University, many people start looking around the places.
Yes,
and
they yes.
usually Google it.
Yes,
so
yes.
they find Pondicherry Beach, Pondicherry, you know, French Town, and Auroville, most importantly, they find university, beaches, etc. So what exactly attracted you to come here to Pondicherry University?
Pondicherry Central University is too different than all the central universities in India. It's a really good place. I really like Auroville, the culture.
What uniqueness you find in Auroville? If we ask to complete in a sentence.
It's a global village. It's a global village.
So that's why we call as Auroville an international community.
Yeah.
So, well... And so you said you're a communications student, you're pursuing journalism and mass communication.
Yes, yes.
So I hope in India, most of the students are not aware what exactly is mass communication. And due to this lack of awareness, there's no much interest among students to pursue this as education, as a career.
Well, in India, you know, journalism, take it as a career. It's very tough as well as... We can't earn that much, okay, comparatively to other professions.
You mean the pay is less and that's why students are not interested to take that career?
Of course, and it is actually, journalist doesn't have any timings actually, okay.
Yeah, journalism is like a 24-7 job, like police and army.
Yes, and we have to be very committed if we want to be, if we are very passionate about journalism, you should come, or else journalism, you should have some passion. And
what kind of passion do you think, you know, one should have or one should possess to get into the field of journalism or, you know, mass media?
People are really waiting for this, the truth. Okay.
Truth from all corners of the society, let it be political, economic.
Of course,
you mean
yes.
Transparency?
Of course, yes, yes. The transparency and the news should not be biased. Okay. And people are having so many... notions, so many thoughts, but we have to give them the truth, which is exactly what had happened and what is going to happen. Journalism, in my opinion, journalism is telling the truth to the people. Let them know what exactly is going on. In the day-to-day life.
So how many projects have you done so far? I mean, any reportings you have done so far and your experience, why don't you share it with us?
Yeah, we reported, actually as a mass communication student, I produced All for Water for All story on February 20th.
Yeah, which recently happened,
yes.
Auroville is part of it.
Yes, and I reported for the Chennai floods also. We went to Chennai.
Okay.
We reported there for the university magazine,
okay.
as well as my own story, which was produced in our department actually. So, yeah, well, it's going on good. The reports which you are doing, all the students has to do compulsorily has to do some one or the other story. So personally, I produced 2 stories, and we have other.
Why don't you mention the names of the stories you presented?
As I told you, the water.
The Chennai floods.
Chennai floods and all for water for all.
Okay, how did you feel? Both the projects were related to water. Maybe you're pro water. Anyways, and here at Auroville Radio, we try to expose the things happening in and around Auroville. We try to report the events happening. Every day we have some or the other events, cultural, educational, some scientific, environmental, various conferences and cultural events keep happening and we report them. Well, as a journalist student, you must be exposed to various news channels and radio stations. Now, how do you feel it, or how do you compare our station with the other?
Well, comparatively, I went to the radio station in Pondicherry University opposite, community radio, Pudhuvai Vani. Comparatively to the Auroville Radio and Pudhuvai Vani radio station there, actually they are airing all India radio station programs only. But in Auroville radio station, I really find that some very good programs are happening. And,
in Auroville radio when compared to the other news agencies or, radio stations, because as a journalist student, you keep traveling, you keep meeting people out there.
Yes, I already visited Auroville radio station thrice. I'm really big fan of Auroville website, radio website. As I'm going through it, I keep on going through it. I really find very good programs were airing, and they keep updating each and every program, and the articles which they write really gives a good sense, and it's not only the voice of Auroville actually. They're giving out the voice throughout the world actually. Okay.
Amazing. So Auroville Radio, the subtitle we have
and,
is The Voices of Auroville. But yes, we expose things in and around Auroville. Yes, and we are exposing the voices of many people, not just Auroville.
That's what my point is also. The way they're giving chances to volunteers, I really appreciate it. They're giving very good chance to the volunteers to work for the youth, actually, especially. Yes, Stephen Anurag, you are...
Yes, I'm a live example here.
You're a live example.
Even I'm an intern here.
Yes. I really appreciate that nicely. And comparatively to the Pudhuvai Vani and Pondicherry radio stations, other radio stations in Pondicherry, Auroville Radio has unique speciality.
Yeah, we're like a news agency of the Auroville international community. Whatever happens in and around Auroville, we try to expose them through our Auroville Radio website.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, people who are unaware will go through the things and they'll have a view on it. And as you know, even you said, people like you also are going through our website.
Yes,
it's really
a
boost for us. And yes, and how do you see your career? And are you enjoying your journalist student?
Yes, of course. Life? I'm really passionate about my journalism.
And
yes.
Are you enjoying your student days in journalism? Pursuing journalism studies?
Yeah. Well, because I'm very passionate about journalism, I really enjoy my work. I really enjoy my studies. And yes, I'm getting some... I'm doing some internship in Hindu in this May, coming May.
The Hindu paper.
The Hindu paper.
Which one do you like the most? The print media or the electronic media? I mean, which one, according to you, does make an impact?
Well, the two have unique features. News media... Print media and electronic media has unique features actually. I really like print media most because we have the writings which we write. it directly goes to the people, audience, to the communities.
Don't you think electronic media would do that? Even electronic media is faster.
It's faster. It's too fast. It's too fast. But my specialization is on print media only. Okay. So I really enjoy print media, and I really enjoy the photojournalism. So my basic specialization is in photojournalism. So one or the other day, first of all, I want to start my career as photojournalist, and then I'll go for the print media, and then I'm planning to go for the electronic media. Well, my third preference is electronic media.
All right. Thank you, Mr. David Denkaran.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Stephen.
And this is Stephen Anurag for Auroville Radio. Stay tuned to Auroville Radio.
Auroville Radio. Radio consciousness.